Heat and humidity have surged into the northeast, propelling temperatures above 90 in many spots this afternoon. In addition, the dew point temperatures are up above 70, so we have heat and oppressive humidity that are combining to result in heat index values that are over 100 in some locations. For that reason, we have a heat advisory in effect through 6 o'clock. That heat advisory includes the Glens Falls, Saratoga region, the Greater Capital District, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, Interior Connecticut, and the Pioneer Valley in western Massachusetts. So we have plenty of heat and humidity serving to fuel the fire, so to speak, for thunderstorms. And that's exactly what we are watching right now as we've started to see storms fire up this afternoon. At right around 2 o'clock, the storm started to develop to our southwest, and those storms are continuing now to expand into our area. And the threat does exist for some of these storms to be locally strong or severe as we work through the late day and nighttime hours. The storms will have the potential to produce heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, also strong damaging winds, and large hail. So we'll monitor the potential for severe weather into the nighttime hours, and we have additional concerns for more active weather tomorrow as a cold front pushes in from the west. It's not going to be as hot tomorrow as it has been today, but it's still going to be plenty warm and humid, and with that cold front acting on that warm and humid air mass, we'll have the potential for some more strong storms tomorrow. And the threat tomorrow also will exist for some torrential downpours as all of this humidity will be basically wrung out of the air mass overhead. So we have a couple of active days today and tomorrow, and then the weather turns much less hot and much less humid as we wrap up the work week on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect through 10 o'clock, partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, low 66 to 72. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, rain will be heavy at times, high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect into this evening, partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, low 66 to 72, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, rain will be heavy at times, high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect through 10 p.m., partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, low 66 to 72, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, rain will be heavy at times, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect through 10 p.m., scattered showers and storms, low 66 to 72, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, rain will be heavy at times, high around 80. Region-wide on Friday, a blend of clouds and some sun, chance of scattered showers, much cooler with highs in the 60s, some 50s in the mountains, and continued cool on Saturday with partly sunny skies, highs in the 60s, again some 50s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.